So you, sir, handle a lot of stuff for Konami, from all the way up here in Canada, through the United States, all the way down to Brazil.
Yes.
And I guess Brazil is the reason why PES 2012 is getting a PlayStation 2 version. Maybe there's some other reason, but maybe you can elaborate on that. Because when I heard that announcement come up at Gamescom, to be honest, I was shocked.
Well, I mean, the PlayStation 2 is not only popular in South America, it's huge in North America as well. I mean, the install base on the PlayStation 2 is huge, and that SKU is still relevant to us. I think as you do more downloadable titles, you know, maybe that's something that we look to, but people still use PS2s, people still play them. And our fans ask for it, you know, so we have to listen to our fans and, you know, the feedback that we get is, you know, we want to grow the next market, absolutely, but we can't forget about, you know, what got us to the dance in the first place. You know, PES has done really well on next-gen systems historically, and there's so many PS2s out there, and we can't really divulge actual sales numbers, but the PS2 SKU sells extremely well still.
Well, that's an interesting thing to hear. I guess here in North America and here in Canada, we've sort of become isolated from that fact. I mean, we hear that Brazil was just getting the PS2 last year, and that's kind of an oddity to us. But I guess this is kind of an off question, but I'm going to throw it out to you anyways.
Sure.
If that's true, why don't we see more PlayStation 2 games coming out of you guys right now?
That's a good question. I think that at some point, you kind of have to taper off and make development decisions. You know, do you spend, you know, $10 million, $20 million on developing, you know, a really high-end PS2 game, or do you take your chances on next-gen systems? You know, it's really boils down to it's a company decision. The good news with PES is a great example of, you know, we've been developing for the PS2 for so long that we can develop a next-gen SKU and still finely tune the PS2 version simultaneously because we have the development resources. Not a lot of companies these days are in that position still. You know, we on the other hand are. So, you know, I'll ask a question to you. I mean, you have a PlayStation 2. If a company, you know, went out of their way and invested a ton of money to develop a really high-end PS2 title, would you even care?
At this point, I think I'd have to care because what else is coming out on PlayStation 2 except for that and a large selection of sitting games?
Okay, so what game would you like to see outside of sports titles? What kind of game would you like to see? Do you play your PS2?
No, I haven't played my PS2 in, and I don't know how many years. I've moved on to my PlayStation 3.
Yeah, see, and we have two, but we haven't forgot about the PS2, and we haven't forgot about, you know, the... I couldn't tell you what the install base on PS2 is, but old titles still sell, and people are still using the PS2, so... You know, again, you're probably not going to see, you know, another Castlevania for the PlayStation 2, but you never know. You're probably not going to see another Contra.
Castlevania confirmed.
I knew that's getting at, but, you know, I think I don't want to speak for the company on that behalf, but I don't think you're going to see, like, you know, a brand new IP investment that's PlayStation 2 specific, you know.
Well, I guess we can say this to close off this part of the discussion. It's like if everyone gets a good game for whatever system they're playing, then everyone wins.
Absolutely.
Up here in Canada, it seems like an oddity, but we really shouldn't disparage it. We can talk about PES 2012 for a second. This game has sort of it's had the strangest development cycle I think a PES game has had in a long time. Because for a long time, really, there was no announcements regarding this game. It seemed to be 2011. And then slowly over the last couple months, some announcements really have come out that have rocked the foundation of soccer. Now, the one I'm thinking about right off the top of my head is the teammate control system. Can you explain that to us, what exactly that is and how it works?
Sure. So in the previous PES, you had to rely on your AI to basically make a forward play happen. And, you know, and there were some moments where you would look at the screen and say, ah, oh, why didn't you do that? Like, you would think it and you would see it and you would hope the AI would, you had to rely on it too much. You know, so, but now, you know, you can use the right analog stick and you can control control an AI character that's next to you, you can take control of it while the ball is, once it leaves your possession. So it's completely kind of changing. And it's optional, too. You can turn that off if you still like classic play, because to be fair, in 2012, the AI has been completely revamped. I mean, it's a lot smarter. Like, there are... It actually kind of anticipates what you're going to do. And you can feel the difference easily.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because there's a number of times where, you know, my AI would go digging into an enemy player and try and put themselves between the player and the ball, and they just seem to be more aggressive.
Right, absolutely. That's kind of what we're going for, because it was the thing is, and I'll go back again, when 2011 came out, there were a lot of praises, you know, to the cosmetics, to the physics, but when it came to some of the AI, there was still a lot of feedback from, you know, our fans, and they're very vocal, man. Like it's, we all love to hear their feedback, because it only enables us to make us a better game. And that was one thing that the web team, Winning 11 Productions, really focused on, was ensuring that the physics are still intact. So now you'll see, sorry, a tangent, but, you know, last year when you have, you know, a player like Ibrahimovic, you know, running towards the line, and then you have, you know, like Ferdinand from Manchester, and he comes up to him, and they would just basically run next to each other, nothing would happen. That's all changed. Ferdinand is a much bigger player than Ibrahimovic. Not by much, in my opinion, because he's one of my favorite players, but someone else would argue with me. But now, if you run into someone like that, trajectory pushes him off balance. And it completely changes your defensive strategy on throwing a striker off of trying to score a goal. But back to your original question, it's just that's what they focused on. You'll see, like, transitional plays will happen right before your eyes, and you can see the strikers move, the midfielders move to you know, once possession changes. And that's completely different from last year.
Yeah. And the teammate control system, though, is not the only new addition to Pro Evolution Soccer 2012. You guys also introduced something called MyPez back at Gamescom. Can you walk us through that?
Sure. So MyPez is a simple feature. It's one of the first next-gen games that actually features a real-time Facebook update, you know, during gameplay. I think one of the things that we've noticed, you know, when people play PES is when you score a goal, you don't want to just let your opponent know, but you want to let the world know sometimes. So we took that to heart, and we definitely take the social network space extremely seriously. So MyPES was a really exciting feature for us. And again, it's simple. You go online, you download the app, and in real time, when you score a goal or make a cool play, you can update your Facebook status instantaneously.
Well, there's a chance you may not be able to answer this last question, but I'll toss it out anyhow. Just because, like you said earlier, soccer fans are true fanatics, and people who are fans of Pro Evolution Soccer are also fanatics about their game. So I'm just wondering, though, with that fanaticism in mind, do you guys think you're happy with this, the UEFA teams? Or is it going to be at some point in the future where you may try and expand to, say, you know, MLS, which is here, it's huge in North America?
Right. It's, you know, obviously we have a friendly competitor, you know, and, you know, EA is aggressively pursues licenses just as we do. And it's just one step at a time. You know, the MLS, all the leagues are important to us, you know, and last year, we received not criticism, it's just suggestions. You know, how come, you know, no one has the Copa Libertadores license? And so we aggressively pursued that. We got the license, and now we have all the major South American teams. You know, so again, it's just one league at a time. And the MLS is, you know, obviously an important league for us. I'm from North America, so I care. You know, it's a personal thing as well. But again, it is one thing at a time. You know, so we'll see. You know, we'll see. It's one of those we'll see things. You know, right now we just secured Copa. We have the Europa license, and now we have the UEFA Champions League license. So, you know, we'll have the MLS license someday.